Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava and Daf Memchas, and we are starting about the 12th line with the words Amar Rava. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Yontan, Rabbi Asher Anshul, His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish regarding what constitutes a Kenyan Midaraisa. Rabbi Yochanan said that Ma'is Kainos, simply paying money for the item creates a Kenyan, and it's only Takana Drabanon that we need Mashicha. Whereas Rish Lakish argues that Ma'is are not Kainan in the slightest, and only Mashicha is. So Rava tells us, Kro Masnisa Messiah Rish Lakish, we have a pasuk and a braisa that's arrived for Rish Lakish. Kra, what's the pasuk? Dechsev, we have a pasuk that tells us as follows. And this refers to one who swore falsely and was discovered. So he has to bring in Hashem Gzelois. What did he swear falsely about? Dechsev, the pasuk tells us. Vekichesh b'amisai, and he denied to his fellow, again with a shvua, but b'kadon, either with a deposit that was given to him, he denied and swore falsely that he doesn't have the deposit. I b'sum es yad, or with a loan. I b'gazel, or with the robbery, with something that he stole. I ashek as amisai, or he withheld his wages. Now we explain further. So sum es yad, when the pasuk says a loan, that he denied a loan. What does that mean? Amar Chizr, Chizr says, Kagan as referring to where the loiva had designated a kli to be used as the payback for the loan, and that's what he denied. Ashak, what's this referring to when we say that he withheld wages? So Rav Chizda also says, Kagan Sheikha Loi Kli Lashkai, it's referring to where he had designated a kli to be used for payment of their wages, and again, he denied that with a shvua. Now that's pasuk number one. Two pasukim later, the pasuk repeats itself, talking about these things we just mentioned that have to be returned to the person whom they were stolen from. As we continue, Vichia Hadre Kra, and when the pasuk repeats itself, Ksiv, what does it say? And it will be when he sins, and it turns out that he's found guilty, he should return the gzeil that he stole, or the wages that he withheld, or the deposit that was deposited by him. Now, the pasuk does not repeat itself when it talks about sumas yad, the loan that was taken, which implies that the loive, who denied having this object, and it turns out that it really does, doesn't actually have to return it. My time, why would that be? Isn't it because it's missing Mashicha? In other words, the Leiva borrowed money from the Malve. He designated a Kli to be used as payback. Later on, he denied it. And even though he swore falsely, he still doesn't have to bring in Hashem Gzelois because the Malve never made a Kinyan on the Kli that was designated to be used as payback for the loan. And that's why the Pasuk doesn't repeat it when it says that he has to return the Gzelo, he has to return this thing that he stole. And so it must be that we go like Rish Lakish that Mice ain't on Kainos. Because over here, the Malve gave the Leiva money, but the Malve was not Kaina that object that the loive had set aside to be used as payback, seemingly like Rish Lakish. However, Armelay Rava told Rava, that's not a raya. Maybe we should say that the pasuk already repeated itself when it said the word Aishak. When it spoke about paying the wages that were withheld, it says that he has to return the Aishak Asher Ashak, so it doesn't have to repeat itself also in regards to the Sumas Yad, and both are included in that word Aishak. Our response to that is that no, Hachma Iskinen, what are we talking about over here? Kigan Shanatali Menu Vachazra Vifkida Atzlai. In the case of Aishak, withholding wages, what happened? The one who hired the workers had designated a kli to be used to pay the workers. They actually took the kli, they did a mashicha on it, and then they gave it back to him and deposited it with him. And so therefore they actually did do a kinyan on it, and that's why when he denies it, he would have to bring in Hashem Gzelos, because they actually were kind of it. But we continue asking, why would that be the case? Hanu b'kadoin, that's the same thing as b'kadoin in the pasuk, that's considered a deposit. They took the kli from him, and then they deposited it back with him. So my answer is, you're right, trey gavni b'kadoin. The pasuk is talking about two different types of b'kadoin. Either where Reuven simply gives Shimon a kli, and then Shimon denies it, and swears falsely, and so he'd have to bring in Hashem Gzelos, or this other case where Shimon hired Reuven as a worker, gave him a kli to be used as payment, then Reuven gave it back to him as b'kadin to watch it. And so we have two cases that are the same idea. As my hachi, if so, susumas yadnami, lahadji v'luk make a gun shenat loy meni v'chaz rifkido etzloy. Why don't we say the same thing by a loan, by a sumas yad, that the loiva borrowed money, he gave a kli to the malva to be used as payback, but then the malva redeposited with the loiva, then that would be consistent with the oishek in the b'kadin case. So Gemara says, you're right, iya hadri kra loy tiyofta v'loy siyato. If the pasuk would have repeated susumas yad, so then we wouldn't have a refutation or a help to Rish Lakish. But hashta the Now that the pasuk did not repeat itself in regards to sumas yad, again that second pasuk does not mention sumas yad again. Misayele, clearly it's a raya for Rish Lakish that mice ain't on kainos. Asking for sumas yad loy hadrekra, the pasuk doesn't repeat itself by sumas yad. Vatanya, we have a brass that says Amar Rav Shimon tells us minay litein as Amar lamal lamata. How do we know that we apply whatever's written in the earlier pasuk to the later pasuk? Meaning whatever's written in this first pasuk that we quoted of vikichesh b'misay bebikadinu sumas yad that mentions all these things, that everything there applies to the second pasuk of v'hoya kiyachta v'ashem, and that would obviously includes the sumas yad. Dechsev, because the pasuk says ami kol asher yishava alav l'shaker, or in regards to anything that he swore falsely about. And amar Nachman, amar Rav Baravua, amar Rav l'rabbi sumas yad yishavain. This includes the cases of sumas yad that he would have to return it as well. So you see, the pasuk is also talking about the sumas yad. Therefore, the whole raya for Rish Lakish falls off. So our answer is no. Behed yomi alay hadre kro. The pasuk doesn't talk about it beferush. Yes, the word mikol is including sumas yad, but since the pasuk doesn't say beferush, we have a raya for Rish Lakish. And that's the pasuk. The Gemara continues. Masisim nolon. What about the brayse that's a raya for him? the Tanya, the Braisa says, Nasal Balon Maal. As a person gave money of Hektish to the bathhouse attendant, that's the Balon. He's over Me'ila the moment that he gives the money over, even though he didn't use the bathhouse yet. Let's just remind ourselves, a person's over Me'ila when he misappropriates Hektish. In other words, he takes it from Hektish and he uses it for his own personal needs. So we hear the person took Hektish money and he gave it to the bathhouse attendant as his payment to use the mikvah. And again, even though he didn't use the mikvah yet, he's over Me'ila. And from Rav says, Dafka Balon, Hudla Mechser Meshicha. It's only when we're talking about the bathhouse attendant, there's no Meshicha that's missing over here, so he could be over Me'ila right away. Aval Midia Chrisa, the Mechser Meshicha, but in regards to paying for something else that we're missing Meshicha, a Meshicha has to be done on an item, Loimal, Adamashech, the fellow's not over Me'ila until Meshicha was done. For example, if Reuven's buying an item from Shimon and he uses the Hektish money, even though Reuven gave the Hektish money to Shimon, since he didn't do Meshicha on Shimon's object yet, so he's not over Me'ila. We see that Mice ain't in Kainais. As the Gemara of Atanya, it says, Nasal Saper Ma'al. If he gave money to the barber, so he's over Me'ila. The Saper, Habayla Memshech Tispires. In regards to the case of the barber, he has to do Meshicha on the scissors. In order to create the final Kenyan, when Reuven pays the barber, he now has to do Meshicha on the scissors. And so we see there's an Isser of Me'ila even before Meshicha. So the answer is that no. Hachmaskin, what we're talking about over here, Basaper Nachri, Delabar Meshichahu. It's a Gaisha barber, and the barber's not a bar Meshicha, so therefore, the moment the money's paid, that's why he's already over Me'ila then. And Tainab Hachim, we have a Brass just like this. The Brass says, Nasal Sapra al Sapon. If you give Hektish money to the barber or to the guy in charge of the ship, al Chomal Omnis, or to any expert at their craft, Loimal ad Mashach, he's not over Me'ila until he does a Meshicha on the thing that he's purchasing. As a Kashin Adadi, seems like we have a steer on Brass. Ahalav Shmamino, must be that there's a difference. Kambasapra Nachri, Kambasapra Yisrael, Shmamino. There's a difference between a Jewish barber and a Gaisha barber. A Gaish barber, since he's not a bar Meshicha because he's a guy, and the Pasuk says, Miyad Amisecha, and he's not considered Amisecha, the moment the money is given over, there's automatically Me'ila. But when we're talking about a Jewish barber, that he is a bar Meshicha, so then there's no Me'ila until he does a Meshicha. That's a right for Shlakesh from the Braisa. Now we go to Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. V'chenam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman also says, Dvar Taira Ma is Kainais. The Midar Raisa, money is Kaina. Ubedaka Levi Masnisei, Levi added this on to his list of Braises, and Va'ashkach, and the following thing was found. Nasal Sitain Mal. Let's say a person gave money, a down payment to Sitain, to a wholesaler. He's over Me'ila, even though he wasn't Meshach, all the Paris that he's buying from the wholesaler. Memchasam based on top of the Gemara as El Kashal Shlakesh. So his Braises clearly a question on Rish Lakesh, and Amilcha Rish Lakesh, Shlakesh would tell you, Hamani Rab Shimonhi. That Brass is Rab Shimon. As we previously learned, Rish Lakesh explained, Shitas Rab Shimon in our Mishnah, the Rab Shimon holds that mice kainais, but the Chum hold that mice is not kainais. And therefore, this Braisa, according to Rish Lakesh, should be like Rab Shimon. And we can explain the Mishnah where we had said, Avol Amr Mishapar Vachulu, that even though halachically a person might be allowed to back out from a deal, he gets his curse from the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Itmar was stated, Abayam Rabbi says, Idui Maidina Lay, we tell him, we simply inform him that if you back out, you're going to get a Mishapara. Whereas Rav Amar Rava says, Mil Latinon Lay, we're the ones that officially give him this Mishapara. We're the ones that apply this curse to him, whatever the procedure is, but we're the ones that give him this curse. Abayam Rabbi says, Idui Maidina Lay, that we simply inform him, you will be getting this curse, but not that we're the ones giving it to him. Where did he get this from? The Slave of the Pasuk says, Venasib Amchalay Sar, that Anasi in your nation, you shall not curse. So we're not going to be the ones cursing him. Hashem will curse him, but we're just telling him, you should know you're going to get a Mishapara. Whereas Rav Amar Rava says, Melech Lechinan Lay, that we actually curse him. Because the Pasuk says, Be'amcha, among your nation. And what does that tell us? Be'amcha, that's only when he's doing deeds that someone in your nation would do. But he's acting not like a proper Yid because he's backing out of a deal, then we are going to be the ones to give him that curse. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, Menah, how do I know this? Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Yavu Le Zuze Amilcha. Certain people gave Rav Chia Bar Yosef money for salt, and Lusef Eiker Milcha. Later on, salt went up in price, and he wanted to back out of the deal. I was like, Rav Yechanan, came to Rav Yechanan, Amar Le told him, Zil Havluhu, you have to go and give them their salt. If not, mishapara, you're going to get a mishapara. Now, if you want to say, the whole idea of mishapara is that we simply tell the person, if you back out, you're going to get a mishapara. Is a person who has to be told about this? He's a Talmud Chacham. Of course he knows he's going to get a mishapara. So it can't be that when a person gets a mishapara, we simply tell him about it. It must be more than that. But the Gemara right away asks, so you want to say that when a person deserves a mishapara, we're the ones that give him that curse? But how could that be? Do you really think Rav Chia Bar Yosef would eventually come to a situation where he would actually get a curse from the Rabbanon? That doesn't make sense. He's quite chashuv himself, so he never put himself into a situation where he actually would get a curse. So what's going on over here? Elo, we have a totally different answer. Rav Chia Bar Yosef, a Rav in Hudi Avilei. This whole situation with Rav Chia Bar Yosef was that they gave him a down payment for his salt. They ordered $1,000 worth of salt from him, and they gave him a $100 down payment. Husavar, he thought, kinegda hu kaina, that they're only kaina kinegda the amount of money that they gave, and therefore he's only chayv to give them $100 worth of salt. Not that he's backing out of the deal completely, and that he's going to return them their $100, he just figures, I'm only chayv to give them $100 worth of salt, but the other $900 I could keep and sell at a higher price. Whereas Rav Amar Rechon, Rechon was telling him that no, kineged kulei hu kaina, when they gave you that $100, they're kaina the entire $1,000 worth of salt, and therefore you have to give them salt at that original agreed on price, even though salt went up in value. And therefore it's actually not a right for Mishapara, because that's not what we're discussing over here. And we continue with this. Itmar was stated, a Ravain, when a person gives a down payment, Rav Amar Rav says, kineged hu kaina, the other person is kaina, kineged that amount of money. Whereas Rav Yechanan says, kineged kulei hu kaina, The person is kind of the entire thing. The down payment was the beginning of the payment, which acquires the entire thing for him. So Gemara asks Meisei, we have a brayse that says as follows. If a person gives a down payment to his friend, and he tells him, if I'm chayzer from this deal, my Ravan that I just gave you now, it's forgiven to you, meaning you could keep it and I'm going to lose out on it. And the seller tells him, if I go back on the deal, I'm not only going to return your Ravan to you, but I'm going to give you double it. And in this situation, it's kind of Rabbi Yasi says that this whole deal of theirs, this stipulation that I'm either going to be meichel to you or that I'm going to give you double if I back out, that's 100% mekuyim, and they have to keep to their word if that's actually what it comes to. And Rabbi Yasi says, asmachta kanya. Then asmachta is a real kinyan, and asmachta is an exaggeration, it's something that's over the top, and even though it sounds like the people are joking and they're not being serious, still asmachta kanya. And even though he said, I'm going to double the rav into you or I'm going to be meichel to you, there's a real kinyan and they have to keep to their words. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, daish yikne keneged ervaynai. It's sufficient that he's kinda keneged the ervayn, but not any more than that. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, when was this said? Bizmacha Amar Loi, that's only if he told him Ervune Yakun. Then my Eruvin itself, that should be an acquisition. Let's say Ruvin sold Shimon a house or a field for 1,000 zoz. Upar Loi Mehem Chamish Meh Zoz, and Shimon paid 500 zoz out of the 1,000. Kana, he's kinda the entire thing, Umachsos Hashar, and he just has to pay up the rest. Even if it takes him a bunch of years to pay up the remaining 500, he's still kinda the entire thing. So if a person gives a down payment and he says Ervune Yakun, he's only kinda keneged however much money he gave. Whereas if he didn't do such a thing, he paid a certain amount of money without saying Ervune Yakun, then that money that he paid acquires him everything, the entire thing, the whole field or the whole house, and it belongs 100% to him, and he just has to make up the remainder amount, even if it takes him a bunch of years. Now, what do we learn from here? My love, who adil metaltalin? When we say the same thing applies to metaltalin, not just a field or a house, which is considered karka, it seems to be that it would apply to metaltalin as well. But the stomach, kanulukulu. Then when a person pays a little bit of money for metaltalin, and he doesn't say anything, he's cutting the entire thing right away, and he just has to continue paying it off over time. And if this is true, then we have a brass clearly not like Rav, because Rav says you only get a mishapara if you're chayzer from the amount of the Ravin of the down payment. But if you're chazer from part of the sale that wasn't paid yet, then you don't get a mishapara according to Rav. This clearly seems not like that. So when it says, Loi, that's not what the price is talking about. Metaltalin, midistama, like honey. Then we're dealing with a metaltalin. If a person gave a down payment and he didn't say anything, he didn't say it's just for a down payment, it was stama, he's still not kind of the entire thing. And therefore, a person would not necessarily get a mishapara on the whole thing. I would just clarify, umayishna, so what's the difference? And the answer is, karka de bechasva kani le mamish, kani le lakula. We're dealing with a purchase of a land or a house where halachically a person could be kind of just with money. So therefore, when he gives a down payment and he doesn't say anything, that's actually an acquisition of the entire thing, and he just owes the remainder of the money and no one's allowed to back out. And if somebody backs out, they get a mishapara. Whereas metaltalin, when we're dealing with movable objects, delay kani el kabuli mishapara, that money is not a proper acquisition, as we say according to Rabbi Yochanan, mice ain't in kainos, and the only thing they're beneficial and affecting is that a person will get a mishapara if he backs out. So then like kani like kule, he's not cutting the entire thing when he only gives a down payment, and therefore there would not necessarily be a mishapara if the person backs out of part of the metaltalin that was not paid for yet. The Gemara suggests, let's see, this actually machlokes tanoim. If a person lent his friend money and he got a mashkoin, a collateral for that, and now it came to Shemitah, and we know that all loans are mashamatan Shemitah, they're completely canceled. But over here, we have a collateral on this loan. So the question is it canceled or not? Even though the mashkoin is only worth half of the loan, the loan's not canceled. That's Rishim Gamliel. Whereas Rabbi Huda Nasi says, if the mashkoin, the collateral, was the exact amount of the loan, so then it's not canceled. But if not, then it is canceled. So we clarify. My ain't mashamet to come Rav Shimon Gamliel. What does it mean when Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the loan's not canceled? Even if you want to say kinegdai, that only the amount of the loan that corresponds to the mashkoin is not canceled. Let's just give numbers. The loan was $100 and the mashkoin was $50. So we're saying that $50 of the loan is not canceled. Well, then machal that implies Rabbi Huda Nasi Sover, the Rabbi Nasi holds lahach paganai mashamet, that even that half of the loan is canceled. Even that half that corresponds to the mashkoin. Memta someone alpha on top, el mashkin do not get lamale. So what's the whole point of the mashkoin? The reason why we have to cancel a loan on Shemitah is because the pasuk says, Loi Yigas, that you're not allowed to bother the Loive, the borrower, for his money. But if the Loive already paid back the money, or at least some of it, so then there's no Isser of Loi Yigas, and you're allowed to ask him for the money. And so therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that even in Shitas Rabbi Huda Nasi, that he says that it is canceled, that the part that corresponds to the Mashkin is canceled. That's the whole point of the Mashkin is. El Lav Shmamino must be that what are we talking about over here? My Ein Mashamet Kamar Rav Shimon Gamliel. What did Rav Shimon Gamliel mean when he said it's not canceled? Ein Mashamet Bekulai, that even though the Mashkin is only worth part of the loan, the entire loan is not canceled. And Umay Mashamet Kamar Rabbi Huda Nasi, so on what does Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi mean when he says that the loan is cancelled. It's referring to the part of the loan that doesn't correspond to the mashkain, because mashkain is worth only 50, so there's another 50 of the loan that doesn't have a mashkain. It's that part of the loan which is cancelled. And upon Kamifli, this is Machalikas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, he holds Keneged Kula Yukaina, that you're kind of something Keneged the entire mashkain, even though the mashkain is not worth the entire loan. And seemingly he would hold the same with the down payment, that you would give a down payment for the purchase of an item that's considered an acquisition on the entire item, and no one's allowed to back out of any part of the deal. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Savar, he holds Keneged Yukaina, that there's only a kinyan Keneged the mashkain. And by the same token, there's only a kinyan Keneged the down payment. And therefore, one would be allowed to back out of the rest of the deal that didn't have the down payment given for it, and there would be no Mishapara there. So it seems to be they have Machalikas Tanoim about this. The Gemara says, well, that's not what they're arguing about. My Ein Mishamet to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean when he said Ein Mishamet that the loan's not canceled? It's like original understanding. It's for that half that you have a mashkain corresponding to, that half of the loan is not canceled. And we had said that even that half that there is a mashkain, therefore, actually is canceled by Shemitah. And we had asked, so mashkain naked lamalei, what's the whole point of him having a mashkain if it's not going to prevent the loan from being canceled? And the answer is, the whole point of giving the mashkain is so that he should remember that there's a loan over here, but not that it's actually preventing the loan from being canceled on Shemitah. That is actually not the point of the mashkain, and therefore we do not have a right that this is a machalikas tanaim. We only have a machalikas amirayim about this concept, which again is when we have a down payment that was given for a business deal. Are the parties involved allowed to back out of the part of the business deal that does not correspond to the mashkain, or will they get a mishapara for that? And the way that we say that is keneged kula ukaina or kenegdai, meaning keneged only the mashkain ukaina. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.